I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
Where's the baby?
Baby.
Grace Balding has a busy schedule every day, caring for her toddler, as well as preparing for her second baby.
This one is a little different because I've had more morning sickness and fatigue. And then now that we have William, our 17-month-old, it's just a little more busier.
She's around 22 weeks pregnant and is a stay-at-home mom. Her and her husband share a vehicle, which makes it difficult for Grace to get to doctor appointments since her husband works full-time.
The first few months of pregnancy, we see the patient once a month. Starting at 28 weeks, we see them every 2 weeks. And then the last month, we see them once a week.
That's Dr. James Cowart with Prisma Health. A friend told Grace about an app called Baby Scripts.
She was having her third baby at the time, and she said, I get to take my blood pressure at home. I don't have to go and get checked. I don't have to cart the toddler in the car, find a babysitter, or just make the time and gas mileage to go over there.
Baby Scripts is an app designed to help expectant mothers keep track of their weight and blood pressure measurements on a daily basis. It then sends the data to their obstetrician. That way, their doctor can keep track of the information. In the long run, it cuts down on the number of appointments that the expectant mother has to physically go to.
Women don't necessarily want to come in, wait 45 minutes for an appointment, and then be seen for 5 minutes.
That was Dr. Lauren Demosthenes, an OBGYN. She practices at Prisma Health Upstate and the University of South Carolina School of Medicine in Greenville. She started implementing the Baby Scripts program into the hospital's care at an early stage.
This is just the future. Patients want choice. They want more control. They grew up with communicating via an app, so we feel like we need to really keep up with the times and also just provide an option that's the right thing to do.
Particularly with blood pressure, that's one of the most important things that we look at. And it's important for us to identify someone who's starting to have abnormal blood pressures, abnormally high blood pressures, and also weight gain if they're gaining too much weight. It can help us identify a patient that may be starting to develop a problem that we need to address.
Cowart says they still have to see the patient.
I mean, nothing will ever replace actual physical visits, and I don't think it should. But we're able to space the visits out further because we have the information that they're getting to us weekly through the app.
I also felt safe knowing that when the machine's taking my blood pressure and I use the app, the information goes right to the doctor. And they can check my charts and say, oh, her blood pressure's high or low, or her weight is not where it should be, and they can keep in contact with me.
I think it's a natural progression of technology in medicine. We're just seeing the very beginnings of this kind of thing, and it's good that we're kind of getting our feet wet because it's definitely going to be more and more. And I think it's, in the long run, I think it's going to actually help us take better care of patients, and that's the end goal.
Grace values the time that she has saved from using the app.
Every appointment does take time away from being at home, from your family and your family's routine, and you know, life gets busier in some seasons, and if my baby's sick or there's something I need to do at home that's, you know, pressing, or if I want to make sure my family dinner is ready before my husband gets home, it's just really nice having that option.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.